And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar. And today we welcome back Ms. Jody Horn-Leshinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. How are things in Broward County?
Oh, things are buzzing here, Ed. We've got so many events planned, and beginning with Friday, May 9th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale, your listeners are invited to a free Creative and Cultural Industries Symposium where the discussion will be centered on the future of the Latin American, Caribbean, and South Florida economies. A panel of distinguished speakers will talk about a new study called The Orange Economy and an Infinite Opportunity. In a bid to encourage debate in Latin America and the Caribbean on the contribution of creativity as a key element of economic and social development, members from American University's Center for Latin American and Latino Studies and Broward County local business leaders will discuss the importance of how this report's new data impacts this international region's economy. On Tuesday, April 1st at 2 p.m., your listeners are invited to meet German painter and installation artist Henning Haupt when he presents a gallery walk and talk on his current exhibition, Drawing Lines, Making Space, at the Coral Springs Museum of Art. Now through April 27th, Gallery 6 and Doing Business As presents Emergent, a new dynamic exhibition featuring all media art and artists from the Artists as an Entrepreneur Institute. The Latin Fever exhibition is currently on display at the Glass Gallery in Pembroke Pines through May 19th and features artists from Colombia, Cuba, Brazil, and Venezuela. On Saturday at 3 p.m., the Coral Springs Museum of Art presents the Chautauqua Series featuring Nzinga Osanowon, award-winning visual artist and published poet presenting a program on Haitian folklore through African influence modern dance. The Dania Beach Community Redevelopment Agency presents the second annual Arts and Seafood Celebration this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Frost Park. Since the Odd Duck Bazaar only takes place on the last weekend of March at the Fred Lippmann Multipurpose Center in Hollywood, attendees should arrive early in anticipation of having first pick at the goods. Parking is free and guests can expect an abundance of unusual shopping, live music, do-it-yourself crafts, free giveaways, and refreshments. Musicians, writers, and performers, join the Jets on the Peck Terrace of the Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale on Saturday at 6 p.m. for a night of new entertainment with an open mic night. Later on, hop on the free NSU Shark Shuttle to the Fat Village Art Walk between 8 and 10 p.m. This weekend, the South Florida Ukulele Fest 2014 is bringing some of the best ukulele performers in North America for a full weekend of concerts, ukulele skills workshops, ukulele shopping, and family fun beginning at 10 a.m. in Esplanade Park on 2nd Street in downtown Fort Lauderdale across from the Museum of Discovery and Science. The South Florida Symphony presents the concert, A Summons to Life. Music director Sabrina Maria Alfonso will conduct the orchestra in a program that includes Mozart, Ellen Zwillich, and Schumann on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Now through April 20th, the Broward Stage Door Theater presents The God of Isaac, a comedy concerning the identity crisis of a young Jewish man attempting to find out what it means to be a Jew. The Carbonell Awards annually pays tribute to the very best theatrical productions on regional stages and features South Florida's top entertainers and theater insiders. The 38th annual Carbonell Awards ceremony will be held on Monday, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
Special thanks to Jody Horn-Leshinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division, for all of that great event information. Great weekend to you, Jody.
Thank you, and to you too, Ed.
Thank you. We'd like you to know that the Aaron Libos Reality Jazz Rock Quartet will feature their new CD, Turning Point, Thursday, April 3rd at The Stage, Miami, and will also be presenting the video for the first single from their set called Screens. More info is available at AaronLibos.com and catch their performance here on South Florida Arts Beat Friday, June 20th. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. Tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Judith Bishop, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn-Leschinski. Call us with your comments, 305-995-2258, or fax us your event information to 305-995-2221. You can also email it to us at info@WLRN.org. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye and enjoy.